And I want to tell you, dear friend, one person can set you free. Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ met the devil head on, walked down his throat, walked down his backbone, and came out on the third day rejoicing. And all the powers of hell tried to keep him in the grave. And he conquered death, and he conquered the grave, and he came out victorious. And he stands today at the Father's right hand, the victorious Christ. And the devil and all the cohorts of hell cannot touch him. He is the victorious Christ. And I'll tell you, there's where your victory is, and there's where your deliverance is, and there's where the life worth living is. The life worth living in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, let me plead with you. If you're not saved, would you give your life to Christ? Would you repent of your sin, turn away from your sin, and give your life to Jesus Christ? And if you're a Christian and not where you need to be, and the devil's had you in a tailspin and turning you every way but loose, would you this morning make a covenant before your Lord, whatever He said to you, that you will accomplish that you will do that by the grace of God? Would you make that covenant with Him? Not with me, not with the church, but with Him. Would you make it with Him? And simply say to Him, I enter into a covenant with you that by the grace of God, this will come to pass in my life. By your grace, this will come to pass in my life. By your grace, this will come to pass in my life. Dear, dear people, God will carry you through. He'll carry you through. Just like the devil wants your cooperation, so does the Lord. He wants your cooperation. I read a statement by E.W. Tozier the other day, and he said, God won't bless you with riches you don't want. God won't bless you with riches that you don't want. Boy, that's so true. Let's stand for prayer.